Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. When voting in Ontario's upcoming election, I urge you to make an informed decision when it comes to who should next lead our province. Get to know the platforms of each party and the history of each party leader, and then truly consider who will best represent your values instead of voting for one party simply because you've always voted that way. With this in mind, let us not forget the last many years of Conservative leadership in this province, a time fraught with crises in housing, healthcare, education and more. Doug Ford and his ministers would have you believe that they are out to serve the little guy, but they are mere illusionists, and poor ones at that. This time around, let's show the Ford government that we are not easily fooled, that we can't be bought with a $200 check or liquor in corner stores or promises that Ford will be the only one who can deal with the tariff-threatening megalomaniac south of our border. Instead, remind Ford that Ontarians are far savvier than he would like to believe. Tell him that we recognize that the money for his checks will have been slashed from one or more public service funds, leaving kids in overcrowded classrooms that can't meet their educational needs. Tell him we remember that, in his rush to make booze more readily available to citizens, he spent more than $600 million that could have gone to ensuring more Ontarians have a family doctor. Tell him that we know he is using our current conflict with the states to distract us from his legacy of corrupt, reckless spending that has only ever served him and his cronies, and not, in any way, us, little guys. Caitlin Bell, Severn Township.